I ask myself a very simple question. You remember 20 years ago when Francis Fukuyama presented his thesis on the end of history, people were making fun at him. Oh, that guy who thinks the history is over. But most of the people today, even most of the left, are Fukuyamaists. They really think that liberal democratic capitalism is our destiny. All we can do is make it a little bit more tolerant, a little bit more welfare state, and so on. And I ask myself a very simple question. Are there still, in today's global society, antagonisms, problems, which, the way I see it, I doubt that they can be resolved or even kept in check within this liberal democratic global capitalist frame? First, I see ecology, for obvious reasons. I know you can cope with ecology through market means at a local level by changing the taxing system, but not when you face great catastrophes. Then it's biogenetics. I think this is an unheard of domain of possible manipulations. Market cannot regulate it, not even state, I think. Then the new divisions, new forms of apartheid. There are already 1 billion people today on the earth living in slums. And finally, the inner logic of capitalism itself. Let's be frank. I think so-called intellectual property inherently doesn't function. There is something in it which resists being reduced to private property. And again, I'm not a cheap apocalyptic guy. I'm not saying 2012 or whenever there will be a catastrophe. Right. Let's be patient. No reason to lose nerves. Let's just be aware that we are dealing with a series of very serious problems which, if we just leave the existing society to develop following its inherent tendencies, right, will eventually lead to some kind of zero-level catastrophic point.
All right. Well,